Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Northfield Police Sergeant P.T. Hyder is thanking the community after contacting KYMN with a press release to ask for assistance from the public in the identification of suspects in the tobacco field burglaries. Hyder and his investigators were able to identify and interview two juvenile suspects. Investigators completed search warrants at three locations yesterday and recovered property and merchandise allegedly stolen in those tobacco field burglaries. Police expect the two juvenile suspects to be charged at a later date. Due to their age, no other information will be released. The Northfield Police Department would like to thank persons who reached out with information. The full press release is on KYMNradio.net. A Northfield man's in jail charged with felony drug possession after knocking on a door in Faribault stating that he was supposed to take someone to rehab for meth use. According to the criminal complaint, Faribault police were called on a suspicious person near a residence on the 1900 block of 2nd Avenue Northwest. 29-year-old Dustin John Anderson was allegedly holding a bat and an umbrella and pacing when he rang a doorbell. Officers located him a couple of doors down. His jacket was open and several metal objects were noticeable sticking out from the inside pockets. Police ordered him to drop the bat and umbrella. He was not immediately compliant. He had over 7.5 grams of methamphetamine on his person. Anderson's charged with fifth-degree felony possession. His initial court appearance is July 25th. His criminal history includes drugs, theft, and driving after revocation. A man indicted last Thursday by a grand jury in Alaska on charges of sexual abuse of a child and incest was apprehended in Rice County on Tuesday. Sheriff Troy Dunn signed the complaint yesterday morning. 19-year-old Tanner Fox Savo is currently in the Rice County Jail awaiting extradition to Alaska. The Northfield School Board has to decide by the end of August if they want to add a school referendum to this year's November ballot. Last year, the voters said no to a new high school and elementary school. The district then continued discussions with the community to find out what might be palatable to voters. One of those was early childhood education. In November, the district had an update of what the cost of a new elementary school would be, along with a transition of Greenvale Elementary to an early childhood education center. The cost at that time was estimated at $36.89 million by architect Mark Hayes from ATS. The inflation on construction, however, is rising. Hayes told Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman recently that it's growing at a rate they've not seen since the late 1970s.
And so they actually are suggesting we add an additional $2 million, almost $2 million to the project cost. Number of pieces, labor shortages, tariff potential impacts with supply and those kinds of things. We also had those hurricanes last year that caused $260 billion worth of damage, so really putting a pressure on the steel supply. And then just some uncertainty, as we know, at the federal level.
The estimated cost has now reached $38.1 million. The board then looked at the strategy of a capitalized interest approach. Hillman explains this further in his interview on KYMNradio.net, and we'll hear more from him next month. And the mayor's posted a second video update on the Northfield Wastewater Treatment Plant with the entire segment of Public Works Director Dave Bennett at the City Council meeting, updating them with photos of the three incidents. Media and council members will also get a chance to tour the plant tomorrow. News from around the state is next.